There were two men who were ordained priests for the diocese this week. And the ordination liturgy is such an incredibly powerful mass. Because the men to be ordained, they begin the mass seated actually with their family. And by the end, they're seated in the sanctuary with the rest of the priests. And everything that happens throughout that liturgy is marking this transformation within them. From where they lay down upon the marble, as we call the saints' intercession upon them, the bishop calling down the Holy Spirit, laying his hands upon them, anointing their hands with oil, all of it. And one of the craziest sort of changes, and you know, it's watching an ordination, and of course, the memory and graces of your own ordination come back up with that, is within that two-hour period from when you walk into the cathedral and then when you walk out the doors, all of a sudden people are calling you Father. It's wild. People are calling you Father. And the weight of a great but a beautiful responsibility, you feel that in that. Because you're a father, it doesn't just say something about you, but you're only a father because now you have been entrusted, or rather, people, children, have been entrusted to you. Whether you're a priest, as a chaplain in a school, or a pastor in the church, you have now, as a father, children who are entrusted to your care. And it's a great and a beautiful responsibility. And it's a responsibility which is both physical and spiritual, especially for the pastor of a church. It's a spiritual responsibility, praying for the people, bringing Jesus to them in the sacraments, all these ways, but it's also a physical responsibility. The maintenance of the facilities, balancing a budget, the actual physical care of people within your parish. And because men by nature are horrible multitaskers, women it's very different, but men in our nature, we are not good multitaskers because a man needs a singular thing that he's able to focus on and which gives purpose and meaning to all the other things. Because as a father, you have all these different responsibilities, spiritual and physical. But a man needs one thing to which they're all aimed at, which gives a purpose and a meaning to all those different responsibilities. And for the father, that's the salvation of the souls who are entrusted to their care. It's leading their family to heaven. This is the sole responsibility, the main responsibility of a father in a parish. And what's true of priests who are called father is true as well of fathers who are called dad. That being a dad is not just a physical reality, but above all, being a father is a spiritual reality. When you speak of fathers, we'll make the distinction often, which is true, between like spiritual fathers, when you think mostly of like priests, and then biological fathers, those who have kids who grow. But the truth of it is, while those are two distinct things, what they are as fathers overlap so much. There is so much overlap between the two of them. When a priest is ordained a father, they are a father for all of eternity now. When someone becomes a father, that is who they are now for all of eternity. From the moment your child is conceived within the womb, you become a father. And even if that child lives for only a few days, even within the womb. You are that Father's child for all of eternity. It changes the core of who you are. This is different even from being a husband. Marriage in this life is for the sake of getting your spouse to heaven, but then it's transformed into a much larger marriage than that. Fatherhood is different, though. Being a father is something that is eternal. And the responsibilities of fatherhood in being a dad, it's more, significantly more, than just putting food on the table and a roof over the head. Those physical responsibilities, they're real. But they're not just those temporal things that have to be taken care of. There's eternal responsibilities that a father has. And that these eternal responsibilities, above all, is bringing the souls entrusted to your care, your family, to heaven. The salvation of their souls. Men, by their nature, also are kingdom builders. Men are kingdom builders. If you want to dispute that, I don't know, look at all of history. Men are kingdom builders. This gospel speaks, think about it, it speaks of fatherhood in significant ways. The images that are used by Jesus in this, speaking of the kingdom of God. And men are kingdom builders. Even if a man just has a 10 by 10 foot plot of land, he's going to build his kingdom upon that. And as kingdom builders, and the way that kingdoms go, they conquer one another and there can ultimately only be one kingdom. Even little kids know this. When I was growing up, we had a huge sand pile at the beginning of summer in our yard. Dad would bring in a huge sand pile. And as the storms would come, they'd wash out a bunch of sand because we lived on a hill, on a farm. He would take the sand and he'd fill in the potholes. But at the beginning of the summer, it was amazing because you had this mountain of sand. And I'd go out there, often with my little brother Neil, and we would build our little kingdoms. You know, you'd take the vacuum cleaner tubes and you'd build the culverts that you needed and all that fun stuff. But there could only be one kingdom. And so his would have to be destroyed. It's the way it went. But this is the way of it. Men are kingdom builders, and there can only be one kingdom. This is the truth of it. And so Jesus speaks of the kingdom of God, which he has come to establish on earth. And fathers, this kingdom of God, you have been entrusted with a small portion of it, which is your family. And there is another kingdom that Jesus came to drive out and to destroy, and that's the kingdom of darkness. And you have been entrusted with a small portion of his kingdom. And the goal within that is to lead your family to heaven. That to be a father and to be a good father is to lead the souls entrusted to you to their final home, into the fullness of the kingdom of God. And to echo the words of St. Paul, be courageous. Because God has chosen you to be a father. And he's also chosen for you the children who he's entrusted to your care. God knows you and he chose the children that he gave you to your care. And he who chose you, be courageous because he also offers to you continually every grace and every strength you need to be not just a father who is provident and is able to provide and protect your family, but to be a father who is a good father who is aiming always to bring your family and to lead them to heaven.